Now, let us talk a little bit about some of the ideas of the kinds of dreams that will manifest in your 21st century that you can participate in. And we will come back to a little bit more discussion later of the personality construct of belief, emotion, and thought patterns and action. But let us look ahead into an alternate now. Now, because the future doesn't really exist, it all exists now. What are some of the exciting things that are going to be created by you in the 21st century? Well, very important area that is going to be expanding is the idea of information. So many more of you are going to allow yourselves to find new and exciting ways to receive and share information about so many different things. Whole new companies will come into existence just for the sole purpose of being able to collect and share information. The idea of your so-called internet is the infant version of this idea. Eventually, any information available to anyone will be available to everyone, everywhere, at any time. You could be on top of the highest mountain all by yourself. You could be at the bottom of the deepest ocean all by yourself. But you will invent techniques in order to be able to tap in to know anything you need to know at that time, at that place, no matter where or when you are. You will be able to figure out how to allow the entire planet itself to become one internet. You can be connected to it all the time if you wish. Or you'll be able to be private and alone if you wish. Communication will also expand in understanding. And what we mean by this is as follows. You will begin to understand the vibrational frequency of different states of consciousness, not only within yourself as an individual, but with all forms of life. You will truly learn how to carry on conversations with animals, plants, rocks, anything that exists on your planet. You will understand that you are in a constant relationship with all these things, having a constant communication and conversation with everything in your world and the universe. So beyond the idea of just information, it will be the idea of communication and relationship with all things. And the areas that will benefit from this will be many, especially the notion of education. The education of your children and yourselves will become much more experiential. You will not just sit and listen, you will do and learn. Whole environments will be created to give you experiences in which you can learn new things with all of your senses. Because when you are given a real experience, then you learn more and retain more of that information and can apply more of that information into your life. And so experiential education will expand on your planet. The creation of new stories in new ways. More the idea of being in a play to read a story rather than just having it read to you. You will take parts and become the story, acting it out. And you can become, in a sense, everything in the play. An ancient technique in Atlantean times was as follows. In order to teach children, they were put in what you would call a more hypnotic state with the beating of a drum. The beating of the drum matched their heartbeat. The beating of the drum was slowed down so that the heartbeat would follow and slow down. Once they were in this trance-like state, then they were shown different objects. And in this trance-like state, they were told that they were the object itself. They were told that they were the sail of a ship or the whole ship. They were told that they were a specific crystal or a specific animal. They were told they were this animal and asked then to feel what is it like to be this rock or be this animal. And thus by playing this part, they would learn about this thing by actually being it and knowing everything that they needed to know about it. So by playing out the story and being the characters and being everything in the story, you will learn more about everything and everyone in the story and live it. You will absorb the knowledge of the story into the cellular structure of your body, and it will be easier for you to apply the lessons of the story in life because they will have become a part of you. As each and every one of you, individually, from this point forward, follows and acts on your highest excitement, you may find yourself being attracted to creating new ways, new companies, new techniques, new projects that are similar to some of the things we are describing here. You will learn to trust that your imagination, when you act on your excitement, will bring you everything you need to understand in order to know how to create these things and help the world change. You must trust that your imagination will always bring you the best technique that will work for you in terms of how to act in the direction of your excitement. And one of the most powerful ways to manifest your dream is connected to what we have just talked about. And that is immersing yourself in a full representation, a full environment that represents the reality you would prefer. So when there is a reality that you would like to create that doesn't yet exist, one very strong technique and powerful technique you can use is to simulate it as close as possible. What this means is as follows. If there is a place on your planet that is more representative of your joy, more representative of the environment that would exist in the place where you would do this exciting thing, it would be better if you would actually be in that place. Now, if for some reason you just find that there is no opportunity presenting itself to you to actually travel to that different location that is more representative of your joy, then you must simulate it where you are as closely as possible. Create the environment as closely as possible around you so that you can practice being in that reality. Because if you imagine in your highest excitement that you are going to be the president of a very powerful and creative company, and you see in your imagination that when you are the president of this company, you are sitting in your office behind this beautiful desk in this very big comfortable chair like this, but when you are at your house or apartment, you are sitting in a not so comfortable chair at a little desk like this, then your body energy, your body language is not the same as the body language in your dream. Every little orchestration of energy counts. If you can create a room in your house or apartment to look like the office of the president you will be, in all the ways you can, then you will be creating that reality more solidly. Because when you are the president of that very exciting company, your body language will be very different, perhaps, than the body language that you exhibit now on a day-to-day basis. You must change all of your energy representation to be as close as possible to the way you say you want to actually be when you see yourself living your dream. And so, the idea then is that the closer you can match what you see in your imagination, the more real your body consciousness will believe it is, and the more real energy you will project out that will transform your reality. So, to use another brief example, if your dream is to become a very famous actor, beautifully delivering plays on stage, then find a stage and go on the stage and go through the motions and act out the play and see the audience before you in the seats. And the more people you can ask to help you run through the practice version, the more real it will become. If you can get people to act with you on the stage, then invite them to do so if they would find that exciting. If you can get people to be the audience watching the play and they are excited to sit in the seats and do that, then invite them to do so. Get as close as you possibly can to the end picture, the big picture. If you cannot find enough people willing to act on stage or sit in the audience with you, make cardboard cutouts of people and put them there. Because it will make a difference to your body language if you are actually acting with and acting for something that your eye goes to. Do not put limits on your imagination. Get as close as you possibly can to simulating the dream you say you want to live. And practice it, and practice it, and practice it, and make changes if the changes are more exciting. That energy will radiate out into the world and attract to you all the circumstances, situations, and opportunities that will allow it to come to pass, to come into reality in the easiest possible way. But these opportunities will come in the form that represents your highest excitement. They may not appear to be connected to the dream, but if they contain the highest excitement and you have the greatest ability to act on them, that's what lets you know it is connected. So let this vibration and everything we have discussed with you in this communication sink in and become real. Feel it in yourselves. After your nourishment break, we will have some questions to help refine the details of these ideas. Are you excited about taking your nourishment break? Then enjoy your break and we'll resume communication afterwards.